Hi, I'm Craig Anderson. Welcome to the latest edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. And I come to you tonight from Murrayfield Ice Rink in Edinburgh, where Brayhead Clan have just beaten the Edinburgh Capitals by 3-0. Clan have kept a good unbeaten start to the season, going following on from an overtime win in Belfast on Saturday night with this win over Richard Hartman's side. The third period in particular made it look comfortable for Brayhead after a very stuffy and scrappy first couple of periods. Derek Rail opened the scoring on 12:38 of the second period with a power play goal, his shot from the right hand side beating Thomas Heidelowski. Then Stefan Meyer made it 2-0 inside the first couple of minutes of the third period, finishing a rebound after some great work from Ryan Kavanagh. Meyer got an assist on the third goal, which was scored by Matt Keith midway through the third period, as Brayhead Clan made it a full complement of Challenge Cup points for the weekend. We'll get some reaction from coach Ryan Finnerty and one or two of the players. I'm now with Brayhead Clan coach Ryan Finnerty. A 3-0 victory tonight made it look comfortable in the end.
I don't know if you're ever comfortable in this building. I mean, Richard's got a good group there. They can create some offense out of nothing. But definitely I thought we looked good defensively. I thought our transition was very good tonight. But you know, all in all, I think it was a good hockey game. You know, they competed pretty hard, and you know, it could have gone either way. There, Jonesy made some big saves and some opportune times, and I think when we made it 3-0 there, I think they just ran out of steam. But we played well. We played well. It's a tough building to come in and play. Everybody knows that, and definitely pleased to get the result. Even more happy to get the clean sheet here.
Well, you've got a full complement of points so far this season, beating Belfast in overtime last night, and the win here tonight as well. The character of the team's really coming through, isn't it?
We got a great group. We got a really good group of guys here. They want to compete. They want to win. Very positive group. We'll support each other, and that's all you can ask for at this stage of the season. You know, I think we are getting better. You know, in areas every game, and that's our goal here, is to get better and better. They're a fun group to work with. They're a fun group to get up in the morning and go to practice with, because they give you everything they got, and that's all you can ask for right now. And I'm excited for what lays ahead.
Kyle Jones got man of the match in Belfast last night. He's got a shutout tonight. He seems to be hitting good form.
Yeah, it's early. He is good, and it's comical that people still question his ability. But he's our best player. He's a valuable guy in that dressing room. We play hard for him, and we know he's always going to be there to back us up. You know, we don't give up a ton of chances, but when we do, sometimes they're pretty good. But Jonesy bails us out. He's our rock back there. Like I said, he's our most valuable guy, and he's here to stay. So he's a hell of a player, and he's a hell of a person.
What's the most pleasing thing about the two victories this weekend, other than obviously getting the full complement of points? Is there anything you can put your finger on exactly that pleases you most about it?
Oh, it's tough. I mean, obviously we're getting contribution from every line, which is nice. our power play is starting to improve. You know, we're scoring timely goals in the power play. Our special teams has been great. Our PK has been very good. Apart from one goal last night, we thought that was coming on. Just overall, I think we are getting better. Our transition, our breakouts, you know, we're executing more. Guys are having fun. Our fan base is incredible. They're having fun playing for these guys. There's a great camaraderie there. You can tell with the player fan interaction. So, all in all, it's good, you know. But it's going to be a big test from Saturday. You know, we get away from home and way away from home and go to Cardiff, and it's a tough building to go in. But it's a good challenge, and it's definitely a challenge we need to meet at this time of the year.
Thanks very much, Ryan.
Thank you.
I'm now with Lee Isdors. Lee, another good win tonight. It's been a great start to the season.
Yeah, it's been terrific. Obviously, going 4-0, we've played Belfast twice, and going into a tough building last night, we ground out a good solid win for the lads. And obviously Edinburgh, we didn't know what to expect coming into the game tonight, but we battled hard, and we got the massive 2 points again.
You'd have heard a lot of things about Edinburgh over the course of the last week based on their game with Belfast last week. You said you didn't know what to expect. Were you expecting perhaps more physicality from them?
Yeah, I mean, Edinburgh have recruited a physical team this year, so obviously it showed tonight they're a physical team, but we stuck together, stuck to the game plan, and obviously we got the 2 points.
The last two games prior to this, it was Hull and in Belfast away, and there were games where it seemed as though, you know, the other team were allowed to come back into it. Tonight seemed a bit more comfortable. Is that the right way to put it?
I think last night was we let Belfast back into it after going 3-0 up. But tonight, we wanted to put that right, and we wanted to finish teams off instead of like letting them back in the game. So, yeah, tonight we'll move forward going on to next week in Cardiff.
We scored a few goals early doors, didn't get one tonight, unfortunately, but you started the season well, personally.
Yeah, personally, I think I've started very well. Obviously, I want to improve on that every week. I had a couple of chances tonight, but I'm sure if I keep shooting the puck, it'll come.
What about the guys that the coaches recruited this year when you compare it to last year's bunch? Is there a big difference in terms of the characters in there?
Yeah, we've got a few more characters in this year, but obviously I feel like we've got a lot more depth this year in all three lines, and obviously it's showing in the results in the games that we've played so far. So we'll just keep working as a team, move forward, trying to get better every day.
Thanks very much, Lee. Clan netminder Kyle Jones with me now. Kyle, congratulations, a shutout. Do you feel a wee bit robbed you never get man of the match for Stephen Meyer?
Oh no, Meyer's played great. If you saw him in the third period dangling with the puck, he deserved it. So
a good weekend overall. You had a great performance in Belfast last night, I believe.
Thank
as
you.
Well you're hitting some good form.
Yeah, we've started out strong. It's always nice to have a team in front of you that's playing well, and you know, guys are in position, and you know, that just makes my job a lot more easy. So it's been fun.
I was going to ask you, the defensive line, they seem to be a little bit stronger this year compared to last year. Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's come in and played well the first four games here, or well, six games, I guess, if you count exhibition. So I mean, we're looking strong and happy.
That's it, and four wins out of four as well. That's not to be sniffed at. Would you have taken that at the start of the season if it was offered to you?
Oh,
given the fact you were playing Belfast twice, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Those were two huge wins, four huge wins, you know what I mean? To start off the season, kind of like to send a message to the rest of the league that we're on form and we're playing well and we're not to be messed with. So I think we've done that.
Something I want to ask you about. There's been a wee bit of criticism towards you online, just on forums and things like that. You know, forums can be. What do you make of that kind of criticism you've been getting?
Couldn't care less.
Fair enough. That's great. Kyle Jones, thanks very much.
Thank you.
And there we are, Brayhead Clan winning by 3-0 to round off this Challenge Cup weekend. The Clan now travel to Cardiff Devils next Saturday and hope to get their Elite League campaign continuing in a good start after that win against Hull last week, and hopefully another 2 points on its way back to Glasgow. My thanks to Ryan Finnerty, Lee Esders and Kyle Jones for speaking to us on Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. My thanks to you for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. To keep up to date with all the latest news at the club, go on the website www.brayheadclan.com. The club can also be found on Facebook and on Twitter at @Brayhead_clan. I'm Craig Anderson. Thanks for listening to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Bye for now.